Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Everybody, welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today, firstly, the return of currency volatility, and secondly, Europe's luxury earnings test. So firstly, we're seeing a comeback in currency volatility. The US dollar DXY index has surged by 6% this year as US economic exceptionalism has driven bond yield differentials wider, sucking capital into the US and strengthening the dollar. One example, foreign holdings of US treasuries are now up by 9% the past year to $8 trillion. This has also been further supported by geopolitics, which has been driving safer haven demand for the dollar. This has all extended the currency's 10% exchange rate over valuation. It's also triggered an unwelcome pickup in both currency and cross-asset volatility as this divergence in monetary policy grows from the low-yielding Swiss National Bank cutting rates, the Bank of Japan signaling that they've done one hike, but they're probably done, the ECB getting ready to cut in June, all at the same time as the Fed just continues to push back its rate cutting outlook. We do a little bit of a deep dive into the situation in China, where the PBOC is really caught in the crosshairs here of maybe needing a weaker currency, but being afraid of letting it happen. Our second topic is luxury earnings. So Europe's luxury stocks are really the defensive growth equivalents in Europe to what big tech is in the US. LVMH is the second largest stock in Europe's Stock 600. Hermes and L'Oreal join it amongst the top 10. And luxury stocks overall dominate the French index. They're also very big in Italy. And in recent years, they've been a rare European bright spot. But more recently, it's been tougher, with global consumers slowing and China's reopening disappointing. And that was the context for LVMH's earnings report on Tuesday. Its 3% growth rate was a sharp slowdown from last year's 13, but still positive and in line with lowered expectations, and the stock rose. And this reflects, I think, its broader and higher-end brand portfolio that has made it more resilient than the lower end or more concentrated portfolios from the likes of Kering or Burberry, and has helped it hold on to its premium valuation. So we're going to get more today as L'Oreal reports and next Thursday with Hermes. And overall, Europe's Stock 600 consensus is looking for a 10% earnings fall this quarter. We expect it to be not that bad, as we see higher profit margins, as inflation has fallen, and with room for a much bigger profits rebound later this year, as we see rate cuts and we begin to lap this low earnings base. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye. You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.